Sefer Yitach Torah Ben Yitzor Ben Kos Ben Levi Yudasan Avaz Yiron Ben Enei Aliyov Ben Ben Paz Ben Ruvain. So we spoke in the other schools also what the name of a Yitach Torah. That's a Yitach. Moshe is very schwer. Stam, what is him shot him? Rashi says, "Avein she's not lokach as atma l'tzad acher, yos nechlat mikpoch eidem." He took himself. The Rashi, "Veika kolom is atz l'tzad el, yos nechlat mikpoch eidem." L'or la'kuna. Rashi, very very interesting lashon. There's a lashon over here that he took himself away to a different side. Yos nechlat mikpoch eidem. So it's like the Sitzer Chom says, it's with the machshavi that you take yourself as far as you're snuggling with the eidah or the kohen. We mentioned also the shmuz, also the lashon. That Yaakov Avinu daven that he shouldn't be part of this group, which may should be mentioned together with this group. Shows what's the harmony that Yaakov should be mentioned. Okay, but it's the Yichus, but what was the Shakavatari over there? We spoke, this was one Mahal maybe here with another Mahal. And the third Indian is Tova that needs Bir Ad Ma'oit. Pasuk says, Vayidaber, the Pasuk says, Vayelu Mi'al Mishkan Kur, Dosim Vavir Misaviv, Dosim Vavir Miyotsu Mitsavim, Pesach Olehem, in the shame of the name of Tapa, the women, the sons, the Tapa. So Rashi obviously bought with the Tapa, the Bnei Mekudam. So Rashi bought a Kama Kosha Machloikis. So Bezin Shomate in Oinchen Elach Yavishte Cyrus. Bezin Shomaila at Esim Shana. Bezin Shomata 13. Bezin Shomata 20. The Khan of the Afyanki Shadain, even what he calls kids in the mothers, in the arms of their mothers. Yonki Shadain, still nursing babies, were killed and died out. That's part of a tap up. No matter how many times you go over the Rashi, you have to understand that the first master kind of Chaim Filev, it's a famous shmooze. What's the top of the pshat top? What's the pshat that they get punished? Okay, so there's no shomayel is only shit this. Okay, but here we go. What's the teretz? What's the svara? What's the inyan? So Chaim thinks the shmooze goes with the mahalach that the midah of machlokes is so bad. So if we find it by the parents, by the family, so ken yesh b'chem sheresh per loish v'lanash, but the pasuk says in Yitzavim. But maybe there's a weed inside of you that's per sheresh v'lanash. It's a terrible weed and it's going to grow. You have to uproot it. So you have to uproot the meter. So since it's by the parents, so some of the kids are ready to shayach to it also. You could say also that the kids get impressed with it also. The kid, like the same birth that Shur ben Chananya, Ashri a lot of techa. His mother used to put him in the base medrash. So the ma'isa, he was affected that way. So the children who have been around Perach Vadosa and the family, that's Vavirim, even though they're little babies, but they take in what's around them. Meila, there's machloikas around them. They're shy to machloikas. They're going to have the need of machloikas. In grace, maybe we can say that also. That's also what the shy to machloikas. And I want to say maybe another kiddush over here, Rabbi Sai. First of all, in Masbir, in the midah of Machloikis, what's the story, the amkus of midah of Machloikis? So we want to tie it like this, that, and it means the amkus of Havi Kach Torah, Rashi is not the Tzad Acher. The story of Machloikis, the Beis Sai, is the Tzad Acher. Not the Tzad Acher, the Tzad Acher, the Pshad is the same. The Metzias of Klal Yisrael, especially Klal Yisrael, Hashem created, we should be together, one, we should be together. there's Arvus, there's Rihan Shom Kinagidahar, there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, the Yitzius of Achdus, because Baruch Hu says, Vahiv Shur and Mela, Vasasi Rosh, Yachad Shifti Yisrael. Only when there's Yachad Shifti Yisrael, like the Medrash says, Moshe to a boat that has the two ships that are tied together, holding on it together, they're enjoying each other. Once you snap the rope between them, they inspire it so too. Vahiv Shur, when is Hashem the Melech? Israel, but if you're not Yachad, so the whole Metzias, especially of Yiddishkeit, but it could be in the Bria itself. Hashem made a Metzias in the Bria that humans are supposed to, Olam Chesed Yivane, they're supposed to be a connection with people. Lokach Atzma Tzaracha is Mamash Hefuch HaBria. That's the koyach machloi. Lochaat mitzad aches means you take yourself away. That's why there would have to be a yikach, because the nature is to be connected. Nature is that there's a natural connection between people. And then chas yibana, because we created a world. There's achdus ben ish ve ish, there's achdus. Hashem made a metzias now in the bria that humans connect. So vayikach, you have to take yourself out of that. That's the vayikach. Korach had to take himself. He took himself to a different side. Means the pshat is that he's not going in the nature of things. He's taking himself out of the metzias of this metzias that Hashem made in the bria. That that's the sort of machloikis. So it could be, Rabbi Sai, ad kama that's near as tzad acher, so it's already a cheft of machloikis. Now, that's together. The gather of machloikis is ad kama that it's tzad acher. What is a tzad acher? There's a metzias of tzad acher here. It's the cheft of machloikis. So it could be that's the pshat in the poshut pshat. But here, kama kosher machloikis. Since the ma'isa, at the end of the day, here if they were little kids, but the ma'isa, they were tzad acher. The people who were in charge, tenebuch, but the parents who were in charge of them, lochach tzad acher. They made their known that they're tzad acher. So everybody who shayach to mishkayach to them, or shayach to that tzad acher, and that's the kama kosher because machloikis is a tray for metzias. It's not the aveir of machloikis, the metzias of machloikis. Do you want to find? Kama kosher machloikis. It doesn't say as oinch because he says Rabbeinu Shemata ain't oinch in Adjivit. Rabbeinu Shemata, I assume Shana, the kan of do. Here they were lost. It doesn't say they were nenash. It says the metzias of machloikis is a trait for metzias. And calls man that you shaykh to tzad acher, that's a steer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's melucha to his world. His world was where there should be connection. Now everybody's connected a different way. Jews are connected in a higher connection, or Arabians are there. But even human beings are all connected. They need each other, they feed off each other. Once you take yourself to tzad acher, it's a steer to the metzias and the bria. And that's why you need the kicha, you gotta take yourself out of that metzias. But once you're in that, once you're in the metzias of machloikas, it's a steer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're not shy after the bria, take him out of the bria. So man, anybody who's shy after that, it could be, it doesn't have to be because you're thinking about, if you're shy after that tzad acher machloikas, so once, let's say the parents took their families and said, we're shy, they announced it, whatever, they showed in a different way that they're shy, and everybody in the shy after tzad acher, so it's not, they're not being killed, they didn't do an aveira, it's an aveira, that's the kasha. they're little kids, they're babies, so how can they be punished? There's no aveira here, still the kashas pella, the maisa. They don't have das. They're not being punished on das. The punishment is being punished because the metzias of machloikis. It's nechlak the tanacha. Once the metzias of nechlak tanacha, so maybe that's kama kashas of machloikis. That's maybe the amkis. It's the metzias of machloikis. That's the oynish of the machloikis. Maybe that's what kama kashas machloikis. As long as the metzias of you are nimsa but tanacha, it doesn't make a difference. Why? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't take. It has to be never. It can't be in Hashem's bria, mitzias, and machloikis. I can't never do. That's the. Oh. could be also that was Yaakovin was town, because Yaakovin also he had machloikis also. He had machloikis with Esav. There was a tremendous machloikis. Esav wanted to kill him. But the Maisa, just like by Chazal say, Yonasan Aitra has a famous line. Esav machloikis Shem Shemayim. It says hello v'shamay. Esav machloikis loyda Shem Shemayim. Kerach v'adosa. So effectively, the first kerach v'adosa, kerach v'moisha. So Yonasan Aitra says Moshe was never. There was no machloikis. He's machloikis Shem Shemayim. Hillel and Shammah argued. It was a Shem Shemayim, so there was no problem. He's machloikis Kerach v'adosa. There was only one side machloikis. There was no sides of Yonasan Aitra. In Mela, that's what Yaakovina was diving. I should be mentioned because even though I was nechlak with Esav, I forget, but there was no machlo mitzidim. No, Esav hated him, but Yaakov was no. So that's what I was saying. I should be mentioned. I'm not shayach, even though mitzias. Whereas Levi, he was shayach to mitzias and machloikas. He was shayach. Levi was shayach to machloikas. Between him and Yosef, there was machloikas over there. So therefore, in the Yitzchak and Klaus Ben Levi, Moshiach Yaakov, even though there was mitzias and machloikas, but it was kikur. It was Esav v'adosa. Esav and his mehenchmen, they were fine with Yaakov. Yaakov never had a mitzias machloikah. But you saw that Dvarim Yisrael verse that the mitzias, especially, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a bria with his connection, everybody's connection. They said it's not only mitzad. It's not only mitzad the what's it called? It's not only mitzad the Yiddish guy. Yiddish guy is a different level. Okay, that's the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even the times of bria, Hashem made medinas that everybody needs each other. Olam chasibah is a world that there's a connection with you. Once you take yourself out of the mitzias of the bria, they have no mokum the bria. That's avdu. They have no mokum the bria. The mailer of Isai. So, and then there's a different level. There's a different level of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, their mitzvahs, their level of achdus, like we said before, this arvus, we're supposed to be mamish ki ish echad b'leiv echad. There's a different level, a whole another level of achdus that's expected of you. That level of achdus is much, much deeper, much, much more higher level. And then there's the achdus of Yisrael, which is oyla kulam in Klal Yisrael, and that's the achdus of ish v'ishtu, where the Gemara Chazal, what the pasuk says, "V'ho'yu l'basa echad," that the ma'ase is a mitzias mamish of echad. By the umas ha'olam and all the umas, there's supposed to be a connection. Which one feeds you off? It's more of a not spiritual, but in a physical sense. So we have to all, you know, they have stuff. Products, and Hashem made the world. Certain nations have this, they have that. Everybody imports, exports. There's supposed to be a connection between, not machloikas, not war. The difference is between medinas is connected with the mitzias. Is supposed to be. It's supposed to. Hashem made the world that way. And we see it that way. Why did Hashem write, this country has this? It's supposed to be connected. Everybody's supposed to be Eilim Chesed Yibonah. And Yidin, there's supposed to be a deep connection. That's why Machlokes by Yidin is even worse, Madrega. Machlokes by Yidin is Mamish is steered to the beer, because Yidin or Mamish are Kish Echad B'Leiv Echad. There's an Arabist, there's a deep, deeper spiritual connection. And then there's a one Be'etzer. Like the Zohar says that Ish finished is Plag Guf. So if there's Machlokes in there, by side, so it's Mamish. I can't even say what it is. So that's even the highest level of achdus of Yisrael. Ish v'ish does not. It's achdus which is be'emes one mitzias of Yisrael. It's one be'etzer. And that could be why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so stark that he's ready to erase his name to bring Shalom and Yishter Yishter. We see that the pshat is because the pshat, that achdus is so integral. It's a steer. The ganze mensch is upgefragt. He has. It's not just this interesting example, because the Pshat is Taka missing. He's missing his bone. He's missing his part of his club on his school. It's at Kamer v'Kamer. If we see that how stark Machloikas is, even in Klal Yisrael Ovdu, how stark Machloikas is in a bias of us, how a person has to stay so far away from Machloikas.
And the Iker Yisoyda, why Machlokes has, is because a person doesn't learn, he sees, like, Lokas Atmot Sad Achen. The person only sees his side. That's kind of Machlokes. They say Reb Shlomo Zalman got up at the kever of his Ishtoy and said, the minig in Klal Yisrael is to ask forgiveness. This is how the felt says, don't the minig in Klal Yisrael say forgiveness, but I don't have anything to ask forgiveness for. You got a voice, you say it over 100 times, you can't imagine a voice. We have to ask every 10 minutes before we leave the house for second Seder, we have to ask a night Seder, back in the morning again, we have to ask forgiveness. We sometimes wait for the week, and then we wait, sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to do it, so we wait for Erev Yom Kippur, say, Mocho, 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 are you Mocho me? He has a bat, are you Mocho me? You better be Mocho me. I can't go into Yom Kippur like this. It's Willie Mays' bat in his right hand. You can't go into Yom Kippur like this. Are you Mocho for everything I did for you this last year? All 1,680 things that I did to you? Well, I can't, you know, there's a lot of things. Are you Mocho me? She puts the guilt trip on her. You know, like, how can I go into Yom Kippur like this? Are you asking for my forgiveness, or you want to feel good about yourself? No. It's all about you. Of course, for you, I feel terrible. Yeah, so why are you pressuring me? Like, you know, you have to get it done right now. It's all about you not feeling good about yourself, not really about the forgiveness. V'haraya, sometimes it's Motz Yom Kippur, but sometimes even on Yom Kippur already, he's at it again. Can't wait till the end of Yom Kippur. He's very machlekes. Anyway, b'kitza, for the mice, the service shall dover, everybody say, a kind of person has to learn the Yisoy Logos and Tzad Achad. The Pshad is in Machlokes, because you only see your Tzad. So there's a big nature over here. People made a mistake. They say over Stam, the Hezbin, that Maisa, Stam, so everybody says over, I always say over, the Hezbin, if that Maisa by the Kever, they say over with another Maisa, because Rav Shlomo Zalman said, well, a Talmud once escorted Rav Shlomo Zalman to his house. I remember going to Rav Shlomo's house, he used to go up to his house, he had a lot of steps going up. So Talmud once escorted him, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman straightening out his jacket, his hat. Tom was looking at like the little mud, and she was like, he's going into his house. Usually when you come out of your house, you're going in. Yes, the Tom says, look, do I look neat? I look okay. Tom says, Rebbe, I don't understand. Rebbe's going somewhere? I mean, we're going into the house, Rebbe. We're going into the house, not out. I'm saying, what is Rebbe so concerned? He's going, he says, what's haste? I'm going to greet the Shechina. Ishvi Ishtoi. I'm going to greet the Shechina. If we believe what we say, or Stam, is this real? This religion, or Stam with it? It says Ishvi Ishto Shechina. How you yelling like a maniac? Shechina's there. But don't tell me anything about the Shechina. She burnt the chicken. Shechina. Maybe Tchina. No Shechina. Maybe the Tchina is, you know, she forgot to put the Tchina. Forget about Shechina. Shechina. Give me the Shechina stuff. The Tchina. What's with the Tchina? She didn't buy Tchina. Shechina. I want Tchina. Shechina. But Be'etzin, from Zalman, so that's what Olam says, that's the husband, or the Maisa. It's Shayach to be a person that doesn't have to, every time he went into the house, he was Shechina, so he didn't have a problem. There was no Machlei. But someone said a good word, that Be'etzin, the Pshat in the Maisa, Be'etzin, someone said, they said over there, people make mistakes, not the Pshat of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman was a very Omic person. It's not the Pshat, he was like a Nebuch, you know, Lemelon. He said, yeah, okay, whatever you say, I want to burn the house down, no problem, whatever you want to do, yeah. I want to serve you, you know, chopsticks for supper. Not the chopsticks you're gonna eat. Whatever you put on the table. I didn't say he was. Shomzai was a man with a das. But they said the pshat. Everybody says that they had differences. Shomzai said it's not the pshat. We didn't have differences, but we were able to sort it out. We were able to work it through. Then. The pshat is when a person sees that, you only see one side. You don't even hear what she's saying. I heard exactly what you say, but that's exactly where the guy needs a kick, right there. But But you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I heard what you said. But my, what about my tzad? Me, all of me. He tries that hearing the other tzad, working it out, that hearing that she has another tzad, hearing that there's another, that the person's saying something, the person has another tzad. You don't understand it because you, I don't understand. She doesn't make any sense. I'm telling you, my logic is 100 more times better. And even my chassan teacher told me that we're more logical. We're more logical. So I'm more logical and I'm smarter. Therefore, she doesn't have a tzad. But it's stussim. But you make the toys godel meikara, because the ma'aser sefer shel dover. So if you're not seeing that a woman, you might be getting your logic and your svaras and everything like that, but you don't understand a woman's looking from her perspective, and she has a perspective instead of a woman's perspective, and you have to understand that from her perspective. And that is not understand from it makes no sense. What's just up? It's like he's going with a lumbish, you know, a cue that says I've arrived with the to what I'm saying, but you understand that doesn't help your wife. Your wife is coming from her emotional side. She has to hear what she's saying. Okay, you don't understand it. So ask, learn, understand, and see that there's another tzad. You might be right. That's what Shomzai was saying. I'm not that he wasn't wrong, but they were able to work it out because he was able to hear the other tzad. Lochakav tzad achmo means I don't hear. I don't want to hear another tzad. I'm only interested in my tzad. And then it's not shach to be mistadu b'sam. But if a person can hear, they can have a difference. I feel like let's work it out. Let's talk it together. Let's see what your tzad, my tzad, and we work it out. B'sam, you can relieve it. They can work on both sides, are happy, come to a peshara, come to an understanding, and that's some shalom bayis. But that's the job, is to work out, to come to that understanding. And sometimes, even if you don't understand, to mevata, we understand the importance of shalom that we're saying now, and not to make it develop into a machlokes of us. So learn today how tchay from machlokes to steer it to the mitzvahs of the bria, and especially by ish beishto, like we're saying, it's mamash a different darg altogether. Machlokes deals to steer to the mitzmahus. If a person works on it, but he's looking to that madrega where the taka can create an environment where there's taka no machloikas whatsoever. Where there's no, they have differences. That's not machloikas. Machloikas is when we can't be mistada. We can only see our side. Like if we don't see eye to eye. Then that's machloikas. But that's shreif. We should be looking to be able to get to that madrega. We don't have any machloikas. We're taka kishtata kisholam alecha. We're looking to the madregas and milas and brachas of the emes. Shalom bayis, we said Chazal say the person that shalom bayis, this bracha, this everything mitzvah, b'tuch beisa, b'zuch d'ra madriga.